red hot tip. And this not only demands answers, it demands action. We're chasing the Andrews government now. But I can tell you, the company in charge of the doctor who stuffed up the vaccination in Brisbane, the doctor who injected four times the COVID vaccine dose into elderly patients, the company, that same company, has been in charge of hotel quarantine in Victoria and is in charge of hotel quarantine in Victoria. This same company will therefore be part of the investigation here over the stuff-up with the nebulizer. Remember the COVID-positive traveller who said he was told it was okay to use the nebulizer? He used it, he says, with approval from those overseeing the quarantine. The nebulizer was then blamed for the outbreak at the Holiday Inn, which led to the five-day lockdown. Now, it seems there's a direct link. There's a direct link that an error by somebody or some system associated with this company led to the five-day lockdown. Now, the government's got to investigate this urgently. We've got two cases here of bad errors. They've got to establish whether this company is doing the best possible job, whether it is responsible for the nebulizer error, a massive error. The company, I can tell you, and it's confirmed it's responsible for what's happened in Queensland, is Healthcare Australia. They failed to establish the Queensland doctor was not trained and he accidentally administered four times the vaccine. Initially, this company, Healthcare Australia, said, oh, he was trained, everything was all right. Then they changed their mind. They had misled the government. They're in charge of an essentially untrained in the area, an untrained doctor who put two elderly people in hospital. Thankfully, no ill effects, though. Now, medical mistakes happen. Training errors should not. That's a bureaucratic thing. The Department of Health, federally and correctly, has taken after Healthcare Australia. They say there was a serious breach of protocol in Queensland and misleading information was provided to the government. They have told the company their contract could be terminated. Well, in Victoria, the same should apply. If this company has lost its credibility, the same should apply. Because in Victoria, we've got the great nebulizer question. Healthcare Australia announced last year very proudly they were running hotel quarantine in Victoria exclusively. We confirmed a few moments ago it's still the case. So what was their responsibility in the nebulizer stuff up? What is the Andrews government doing to review their efficiency and suitability? If, as it seems, this one company has overseen two major errors, they must answer to it. So must Daniel Andrews. It's just not good enough. We are chasing answers.